I'm going to read you the Daily Word, but I asked Susan to put it up on the projector today too, so you guys can read along while I read it out loud. Today's word is grace, Sunday, November 26th, 2023. I trust grace is my constant blessing. As an expression of God, I need not ever worry about earning God's approval or favor. Grace is my assurance that I am one with God and heir to all God is. I know oneness during times of deep spiritual communion, understanding I am fully human and fully divine. Through this awareness, my experience of grace deepens. I understand grace as more than a gift from God and begin to see it as an aspect of my divine inheritance. God is not a blessing I need to hope for. Grace is not a blessing I need to hope for. It is the blessing I can count upon. It is trusting I will have what I need when I need it, that my support will come to me even from the most unlikely channels. Grace is knowing that God is with me and within me throughout my life. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8.
And now, Tim will play our singing bowl in preparation for our time of meditation. And just remember, as he does that, remember we drew this light into our heart. This bowl is tuned to vibrate at the level of the heart chakra. So let that love that you drew into your heart vibrate and amplify itself. I'm thinking of Reverend Greg Coles last weekend, and something he said at quite a few points during the workshop was that we should lean into something, or that we can lean into something. And I knew what that meant, but I kind of looked it up online, and it's about the anticipation of being involved, the expectation of good there, of your beauty and your ability to offer yourself to that whatever you're leaning into. So I'm going to ask you to lean into the concept that Einstein shared with us in the opening today about true religiousness is leaning into the mystery. We again contemplate that the wonder of that which is, or source, is beyond description. The creative power of spirit is beyond imagining. The beauty of creation is vastly beyond that which can be quantified or described. The love of God is more beautiful and desirable and perfect than anything we have ever articulated in any form in this entire universe. All things, including everything we've ever considered or felt as humans, in the entire sum of human history, are but an infinitesimal speck in that grandeur that is Source or God. This nature is totally ineffable, undefinable, and sublime. So then, how do we as humans of limited human perception, how can we believe that we can ever define all that is our, in our brain and our human language? How can we ever think that we can do that? So, in the face of this mystery, how then do we live our lives in a daily way to express this source? which we cannot understand or quantify with words. One power that we express from Source, whether we use it consciously or not, is our power to make choices. Every day, every one of us is casting votes, which impact our own lives and the lives and experiences of others. And we do this within the space of our own consciousness. These votes matter. Every time you hold a thought or embrace an intention, both your reality and other reality systems are impacted. Now, most of us have been raised with the belief that the physical outcomes are what matter the most. And since it seems that often like we have little power over those outcomes, we feel powerless, or we may feel powerless, but you are not powerless. In fact, even when we are not consciously aware of it, we are connected to the source of power itself each and every hour of each and every day, and we express this power by making choices. We are creators ourselves. As participants who are deeply involved in this reality experience, we've largely forgotten our power. But it doesn't change the fact that you and I are actually creating our world every day, our world every day, not just with our hands, but with our consciousness. Your power always exists in the now. You can make an individual choice to love that person sitting next to you. Your individual choice to face your fears matters. Your decision to accept yourself. Your decision to accept responsibility for this world we live in. Your decision to humbly accept the changes that your own life has invited you to make. It all matters. You do not need to move a mountain. You only need to genuinely work towards engaging your life with an intent that is loving, open, and sincere. If you do that, you are changing the world. Be encouraged in that power. Be encouraged that you are having a real impact even when you cannot see it. For every choice that you may in the quiet of your heart, that you make in the quiet of your heart, is heard. And that is a power that will remain with you today, tomorrow, and every other day of your life, no matter what the physical circumstances. And I want to just emphasize a part of that sentence because I think it is so profound. Every choice that you make in the quiet of your heart is heard. Every choice that you make in the quiet of your heart is heard. Now, we're going to take this power of choice, of intent, and turn it toward... Oh, Tim, I forgot to warn you about this in advance, but could you please come up and hold the prayer box? Thank you. We're going to turn it toward praying for and sending energy to people in our world who really are hurting, who are sick, who just need that extra support and love. And we start by surrounding those names in our prayer box with that light and love. And now we extend it to people and places in our world that we send energy to. So I invite you to speak aloud the names of any people or situations for whom you pray now, for healing, for wisdom, for support. Courtney, Brandon, Archer, Liam, Donnelly, Kelsey, Joey, Rhonda, and Ken, and Brian, Jolene, and Richard, Teresa, Reverend Sandy, and our board members. We know that these prayers vibrate instantly in the power of all that is, and that they are indeed being received by the people to whom and the situations. I pray for peace in the Middle East, in Ukraine. So these prayers are being recorded and sent to their target. So now I ask that you return to this room and carry this powerful thought with you, that every choice that you make in your heart is recorded and is important. Amen.
The star, the wondrous star that leads the Christ in you. The wise have followed from afar and found the promise true. Oh, let the bells of rapture ring and peace and joy impart. He has come. The Christ in every heart. Upon this day, the love supreme, she lights the inner flame. And we who walk as in the dream, awake to know his name. For he is here. Christ in you.